Hi, you guys. Welcome to Cabernet and A.
Keegan Allen.
Hello, Cabernet and A.
Are you a wine drinker, Keegan?
I don't indulge. I enjoy people that do.
Mr. Norman Buckley, director of Pretty Little Lies.
Thank you for asking me.
The writers and Marlene know what the final word is going to be.
Absolutely. They're not making it up.
Does the actor who plays A know that he or she is playing A?
I can't answer that.
It was worth a shot.
Officer Barry Maple, Jim Titus!
I am drinking Cabernet right now. So.
Oh, yeah!
I'm about a bottle in, so don't get me in any trouble.
Cabernet.
Hi,
guys!
You guys!
Hey! Welcome to Cabernet and A!
Yay! And as always, we clap ourselves
because we're so excited about each other.
Oh, God, you guys. Well, okay, I was going to, like, dive right in to a lot of specifics about where we are and what we're doing, but first, Sue!
Here's the business, everybody.
You're so good at it!
All right, you can follow us on Podbean, Stitcher, and iTunes. You can download and please subscribe and give us all the stars in the world when you rate, or however you feel. There was somebody recently who said that we scream all the time.
They're not necessarily wrong.
I just don't feel like I'm a screamer, but...
But yeah, maybe not scream. Also, though, I will say, we always appreciate constructive criticism.
Yes, so
however, I feel like the name alone sort of...
What was the name?
...sets people up. Cabernet and A.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it sets
Arden.
You up.
Yeah.
I feel like it sets you up for, like, it's going to be a little bit of a drunken, just sort of...
Crazy night.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But I will say that we are both sober tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a rarity.
We're both sober.
Both of us are sober. And the last time we had a sober podcast, if you guys remember, it was the most off the rails.
It was the weirdest night of my life.
We sounded like we were, like, on PCP or something. We were crazy.
Yeah, the less drunk Sue and I are,
the crazier we are.
The
I think
weirder
the,
it gets.
The booze evens us out.
We needed to keep on, like, an even level at this point. So, tonight
we're not in Astoria.
We're on location. In Coney Island.
I'm very excited about it.
To welcome our special guest of the Ratchet
Hatchet
podcast, Jess Wood and Josh Homer.
Yay!
Welcome, guys. Welcome to, Jess, welcome to your own apartment.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast. And we're hanging out here in Jess's room.
It's so comfortable here.
It really is. Cozy and comfy. I love the beachy air.
Thank you.
And also Jess put out a lovely snacks spread.
Yes.
So in lieu of wine, we have lots of snacks.
Which is lovely.
And her cat Lily is here.
Hello.
Who I love.
So there's always a cat on premises.
You can see Lily and Jess in one of the episodes of season one of Show Me Your Kitty, showmeyourkitty.com.
Shameless plug.
That's
a good one.
Coming soon. It was topical this time.
Yeah,
not when I just like randomly start talking about cats in the middle of other podcasts. This time it was like very, you know, somewhat reasonable. And you guys, tell the people where they can listen to both you, each of you individually, and then to Ratchet Hatchet. Give your plugs. Plug. Yeah.
Plug. Plug away.
Plug.
You can find me on Twitter, I guess, at Josh Homer, JOSHHOMER. And then you can find both of us on theratchethatchet.com.
Yay!
And Jess?
Twitter, the Jess Wood, that's TheJessWood. And yeah, theratchethatchet.com or thejesswood.com.
So tonight we watched the pilot episode. It was fun to watch this one with you guys because I feel like the other episodes, we've been just jumping in to a random episode in the middle of one of the five seasons and kind of explaining parts but having people, you know, put the pieces together in other parts. So it was fun to watch this one with you guys and have just nothing to explain. Be like, we'll just keep watching.
We'll just
keep watching. It's literally the first episode.
Everything will be answered except for who is A.
Yeah. I loved when we told you guys that we still don't know who A is. You were like,
yeah,
fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck the show already. I'm over it. What did you guys, just let's, before we get into like specific points, before we kind of walk through the episode, initial thoughts, feelings.
Josh?
I don't know if I would be the key demographic for this show. I'm watching the show. I find it interesting. It's a lot of attractive young people.
Yes.
But then I kind of feel like a perv because I'm watching. Like, I'm like, this girl's 16. But it's. I'm curious. I don't have the time to keep watching. If I had more time,
yeah,
I would probably watch it just to see who A is.
Really? So yeah. You're intrigued.
I am intrigued.
Okay.
I mean, the pilot did its job. It left. It answered some questions, and then it left it hanging, so you're like, oh, what's happening? I'm curious as to what's happening. So probably when the show ends, I'll just, you know, Google it and read the story arc on Wikipedia.
That seems like it would save us so much time.
Really open our eyes, Josh, in this single conversation of how much time Sue and I have wasted.
Josh is a fact. Josh is a fact guy. Oh, there's the cat to walk all over that. I hope that doesn't interfere with your situation.
He's walking in
the
queue.
He's
still recording the cat.
She seems to come in at the most blasted times. Hey,
it's fine. That was like a very cat thing to do, so I loved it.
I will tell you that I, it looked like we were talking about, it looked like a Bratz doll episode of just Bratz dolls or Steve Madden model chicks, like big eyes and little bodies and a lot of eyebrow acting, like, I don't know, like eyebrow, and then like half smile smirk acting, like that's what it really, everyone, and they'd go down the line of the girls and be like, hi, I'm half smile smirk, now I'm half smile smirk, now I'm half smile smirk, okay, now I'm serious lips out, like everyone kind of got the same direction it felt like throughout the entire episode, no matter what they were doing.
I loved the reveals as the different characters came on, and you guys would realize, like, oh, it's the chick from Charmed. And then I laughed, or I think it was you, because they were like, oh, it's the, or one of you.
No, here, I wrote it down because I thought it was great, because it was, it's the brother of the guy we care about.
Referring to Chad Lowe.
Oh, yeah, the lesser Lowe.
Yeah, lesser Lowe.
Yeah, because I don't remember. He got kicked out of Malibu or something, or he
was
divorced.
Like that.
Something
we gotta start talking about him, though, because we want him to come on.
Yeah, I think he's actually a great actor, and he actually
just,
directs a lot of the episodes.
Well, he would love this show, I'm sure. It's just me that's an asshole. You can tell him. It's like, just would. Don't fucking talk to him.
Yeah, there's been many podcasts where I've referred to him as Lesser Lowe.
He's
too late. The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
So what was like one of the first things you guys that jumped out to you about
Iceland.
That?
the bar scene.
I think, well, I wrote down, I was like, every time, Josh, you had the best questions, and every time I was like, write it down, ask it on the podcast. But the one thing I did, or you were like, you enjoyed, or maybe it was you, Josh, his pickup line being like, oh yeah, I went to Amsterdam.
That's me. To me, it was like, that would work. When somebody's just like, I have a working passport. With some stamps, and the girl immediately was just like, oh, I'm so intrigued by this.
It's true, though. I watched it at the bar. This girl was at the bar, and she had just come back from traveling through Europe, and this guy was at the bar. She didn't know. And she was like, whatever, to this guy, you know, sitting at the bar. And she goes, well, I was in Budapest and, you know, Morocco or whatever. And the guy goes, oh, I lived in Budapest for a while. And she goes, oh. And it was like, all of a sudden, this bitch was going to take him to the bathroom.
That works?
Oh,
yes.
You didn't know you had to
ride
a horse in your picture. You could have just shown
the
passport stamp in the Match.com profile.
She's making fun of me. My old Match.com was me riding a horse. I love horses.
Oh,
I love horseback riding. So
they're majestic.
Yeah. I love the beautiful creatures. They're amazing creatures. Wherever I go, if they have horses, I will make, you know.
Hey, girl,
so,
don't be scared.
They ride horses and Pretty Little Liars.
No,
eventually.
Oh,
horses.
Then you're going to be intrigued. You might watch the show, Josh.
But that whole bar scene was odd to me.
Well, did you notice that she's drinking a beer? She
yes.
ordered a beer.
And she's 16.
Yeah.
She
so
also ordered
card,
a burger, I thought.
Yeah, she
ordered. Yeah, you guys were
it was gross.
Horrified that she ordered a burger.
Yeah, it was a nasty spot.
Here's something that I was dying to tell you guys throughout the whole episode was that, so Ezra, which is the guy's name, the teacher that she met in the bar, we come to find out about four seasons later that he had a quick fling with Allison and then started writing a book about her life. And then when she disappeared, he turned it into a, like, true crime, he was trying to solve her murder. So in that bar, he knew who Arya was.
So he was, like, trying to pick her up.
What a creeper.
Isn't that insane?
And he looks, excuse me, he said he just graduated, like, 10 years ago.
Well, if he's a teacher, not a teacher's assistant.
Yeah.
He graduated college, then you have to sit in a classroom. My mother was a teacher. You have to sit in a classroom and get it audited and all, it's like a process. So he was he's at least 24 to 26.
And she's 16.
She's 16.
Right?
Yep. And he knew, you know.
And then the pickup line was, wait, I'd like to get to know you. Really, that's it. Put your tongue in my mouth. That'll make a quick get to know me.
Okay, like now, like in the mountains?
I went to Amsterdam.
Now it's even creepier because he knew who she was.
Yeah.
So now, you know, he takes her in the bathroom and all this kind of stuff. And he knows.
Yep.
But guys, he didn't mean to fall in love with her.
Yeah, but he didn't mean to fall in love with her, but he meant to put her on the sink in the bathroom.
Yeah, was that 16-year-old person?
Definitely.
Sorry, Cabernet. Yeah,
but then they don't tell you whether or not they had sex.
There's no rules on this podcast.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they did.
I'm never really sure. But, I mean, they do eventually have sex while she's underage.
Correct.
Wow.
So there you go. That's happening. What else stood out to you guys?
I thought it was a cross between Heather's, which is really dating myself, Gossip Girl, Scream, but more leaning towards Scary Movie.
It's so ridiculous. Because
it's fucking insane.
Like,
it makes me want to punch him. In some of the scenes, I was like, I was really trying to hold it in for you guys and wait for the podcast. But I was watching it, and I was like, I just want to punch her in the face. And
which
that's
one?
Bad. A lot of them.
They do make stupid decisions.
Yeah, there's a lot of it's in the script moments where there's things that happen that a logical person would be like, all right, what I could do next would end this entire thing. But they're like, no.
What should we do?
Which is, I think, something we talk about like almost every week. And we interviewed Norman Buckley, one of the directors of Pretty Little Liars, and he put it best where he said, like, just imagine Rosewood is in a heightened reality. And then just be at peace with everything.
So it's like
that
a YA soap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
not
okay.
real life. It's like
passion. And then I just started meditating on it, and then I became
it's
at
also
peace
like that, what was the cuckoo guy who always used the midgets and the David, and he had the Twin Peaks.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
And the midgets and the weird, you know, the circus people.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's
kind of like
a teenager, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like reminded me of that, too.
Lauren Palmer, too.
Yeah, Lauren Palmer. Yeah, teenager, yeah. Kind of reminded me of
never
that.
Never watched Twin Peaks.
Another
no.
one that was a little weird. Oh, I'd love to see these girls go to prison. I was thinking, because they did have that. I would love that. Do they go to prison? Because how do they do their hair? Are they such a mess? They can't
that's
be messy.
So funny.
Do
they
go to
be
prison?
Beautiful.
That's like what just is happening right now.
Okay,
because
I can't wait.
Went
to prison.
That's the only thing I was thinking of. The whole. I was like, this bitch in prison.
Well, then you would love. We should
season 6.
That
you would love season 6.
That's kind of odd. They're going to prison for a crime they committed as minors?
Yeah, but by this time they're...
they have
like,
a whole
bunch of...
They could
18
be 18. They probably
point.
Are.
And,
I was 18 as a senior high school, right? That's
and there's
good.
A whole
yeah.
other crime that happened.
Oh, okay. Because
oh.
I was going to say, if they made this girl disappear when they were minors, then it would be something that they get charged for as minors, not...
It's a whole other girl that disappears.
Ooh.
So they're just disappearing chicks left and right.
Yeah, no, we often talk about how Rosewood is like the worst town to live in.
Well,
wow.
And
so
everyone
like,
acts like, it's like, oh, everyone be nice and be great. And it's like, why? There are bitches dying. Like, everybody fucking start canvassing the neighborhood.
That's very curious that they named it Rosewood, too. Because Rosewood is a real town.
Yes.
Where they slaughtered, like, hundreds of black people.
What? Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Where?
Wait,
it's Rosewood.
The Pennsylvania? Or
I don't know if it's Pennsylvania, but it's what happened was like
oh my god.
Yeah, it was one incident that snowballed and they all just started murdering all the black people that lived there.
Oh my god.
And they're trying to escape. They made a movie about it called Rosewood.
I didn't know
this either. How have we missed that one?
Yeah.
I feel like even PLL Sherlock, which is an Instagram account that they delve into all the different imagery and stuff in the show. I feel like they haven't even talked about that.
How has nobody Googled just Rosewood in all the years of watching
the
show?
The movie,
shame on all of us.
The movie Don Cheadle and Vin Rames are the lead characters.
Oh. I like these guys. I'd watch that movie.
Wow. And you didn't know Hollis, the name of the high school, is where Elle Gould is from.
Hollis Queens.
The Ratchet Hatchet's here to bring you.
Yeah. You guys are bringing all the facts that we would never have.
Bring the urban facts.
Bring more facts.
Yes. I like that you guys also recognize Mia Peoples.
Yes.
I feel like you're the first people that have noticed that.
Yes.
I used to have a crush on her when I was
a little
boy. Yeah, little young lass. She's
you're
a beautiful
lad,
woman.
A lad.
Yeah,
she was
lad,
on
yeah.
Fame.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I remember. Well, not Fame.
No, she was like.
It was something else that she was on.
No, she was in Friday.
The movie with Ice-T?
Yeah, with Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
The other Ice.
Man, I'm trying to think. There was another show that she was on.
I thought she
Fame
had like
an
MTV
bit...
show. I thought Nia Peoples had an
yes,
MTV
that's
show.
Where it's
yeah,
from.
Like
she's
dance.
Yeah,
she had
yeah.
a dance show that she like.
Yes.
She was the host.
She
yeah.
took over after Downtown
yeah.
Jimmy Brown.
Then, wooga wooga wooga.
Wow.
Yes.
We need to go through the archives.
90s baby,
us.
Go back to the 90s days.
Oh
MTV.
Woo-hoo! She used to wear those big
yeah,
hats.
Yeah, she had a big hat fetish. Yes, she
hats.
Did. And she had,
that's amazing.
It was, the outfits were wild. Yeah.
I hated dance music, but I would just watch it.
Yeah.
As a child for her.
You could mute it.
No, you couldn't mute it. You want to hear her talk, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and,
she did talk a lot.
And, you know, throw it to commercial or whatever.
Throw it to commercial!
I remember that.
And you have to do this, the baseball throw.
Speaking of which, Kurt Loder just turned 70.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Maybe he was 50 when he was on the show.
Yeah, like,
wow.
I always felt like he was older, but I was like, oh, it must have been because I was so young that he seemed so old, but I'm like,
no,
he wow.
Was,
he is 70.
Yeah.
What an institution.
John,
the
DJ
other DJ guy. Yeah, no,
he
I
used to come into my old
John
job.
Knows.
And I was the only one that knew who he was ever. I was like,
really?
Look, it's the dude from MTV. And everyone was like, what? What dude from
oh
MTV?
God.
There are no VJs on MTV, Jess. There were.
No, there were.
That was
there
the weirdest. One of my interns, I was like, oh, I'm going down to like 1515. That's where they used to have TRL. That's exciting.
Yes.
And they were like, what's TRL? And I was
oh,
like
really?
Like, how do you not know what TRL is?
Yeah. That
and
was,
I was like, you know, remember you would like call in and request your favorite videos and stuff, and they were like, no, I wasn't around when MTV played videos, and I was like, just go away, just go away, and let me cry.
What about Video Music Box? Do you guys
that's
remember
really
Video?
Yeah.
That's really old.
That's really
all
old.
Right, Grandma, settle down.
Yeah.
Don't you have to program a VHS to get in there? Hey, they're putting an 8-track on
with,
there.
With Uncle Ralph McDaniels.
Yes.
I remember my brother used to watch that. Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. They played all the naughty videos that none of the MTV people would play.
Oh,
yeah. Video Music Box. Another good thing to Google, kids.
Woo!
All right, let's see what else. Let's get back on the track of the
real right,
here we are. I literally have no notes.
I had the worst wig in the world this episode.
She was the 30-year-old.
Even though she looked like she was 30, she also had the worst wig
Yeah, it was
ever.
A bad
wig. Yeah,
that was
her
not
wig
a wig.
Was
that was
just
was
a wig.
Wig.
Yeah, that was straight wig.
Pulled
a lot
over.
A lot of extra. And it wasn't even like a good lace front. It was just...
No.
It was just a really bad bargain bin weave.
And
yeah.
we do
wig
have a
color.
Lace front. Lace
yes.
front wigs. There's
lots
of conversation about Spencer Don's
the lace
pretty
front.
Ratchet lace front in later seasons.
And they never mention it. But it's like obvious that she's wearing a wig. And it drives us all nuts.
Wow.
That's neither here nor there. That's just something we're working through personally. in our offline time.
I'm excited for you guys.
Literally the only note that I made, because, I mean, I feel like we've, you know, talked about this episode so many times, is I can't... It drives me crazy that they make such a big deal about Arya having a pink streak in her hair. Like, she's fucking wearing,
like, she's the biggest rebel in the
exactly,
world.
Exactly, yeah.
That
like
she's goth? Oh, that might fly in Iceland.
Yeah.
But not here.
Not here in the States.
Nope.
But for me, like what I was saying when we were watching it, they're telegraphing everything.
Yeah.
So this one little thing that she has just shows that she's different.
Yes,
from
exactly.
all the other, you know.
Yes,
exactly.
Other Pretty Little Liars.
Yes. So even though you wanted to punch most of them, is there one that you wanted to punch least? One that intrigued you? Or one that you
It was probably the quiet, the mouth breather. Like, all they kept showing her was like, ah, ah.
Was
that a mom or a sister or a liar? Or
the younger understand. Sister who wanted to sleep in the barn?
No.
Not her?
No.
The one who knew
the pointy-faced one that, like, walked away was all mad. I don't know.
Spencer?
Spencer.
That was the one that you were like, she's just mad because she was named after a boy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay,
she just stands there and mouth reads a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking.
I think
she
I like her because she's not in everybody's shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
She seems like she's got a lot of hidden.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
She's the quietest one. They're the ones you got to watch out for.
That's how you know.
Josh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a quiet.
I know.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
Well, compared to me, because I'm motor mouth.
Who are you intrigued by, Josh?
None of them really. I mean, they're really. Here's the thing. I think the Nia People's daughter is really pretty.
Yes.
I think she's gorgeous. The 30-year-old. I don't buy their romance. I really don't. You know,
Shows
up, and they one girl smokes weed in front of the other one, and then the next thing you know, she's like, I'm so worried that something happened to you when I saw, you know, I don't buy it. It's just,
they're setting up the romance.
Well, I mean, she's a lesbian in a small town. There aren't that many lesbians.
But it just didn't seem too believable to me. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, they're just...
You mean, like, the whole thing?
No.
That's what he's fixated on.
I mean, I don't know. I was like, what? Iceland!
Dead girls and the mystery text. But, like, the lesbian romance
felt
a little forced.
So, here's how...
Okay, I'm going to tell you a joke after you explain.
Okay, I look at this as they're building a reality that can't exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you build that, somebody disappeared and you're getting mystery text, and the person who's sending the mystery text is omnipresent. They know everything that's going on in this town. They have amazing computer skills. They have your phone number. They can sneak into a locker room and leave a note. They can do all these amazing things. But I buy that arc. But in order for me to buy that, I have to have all the supporting things be believable. So I'll buy that crazy arc, but then make the lesbians believable. Make
Excuse me.
That's what kind of gets me.
That is hilarious. Well, let me tell you the joke that I was going to tell you, Josh. Girls.
Yes.
Ladies. Women with a
listeners.
Y. Listeners with the listenings. And most of you know what's coming. What does a lesbian do for a second date? What do they bring to a second date? What does a lesbian bring to a second date?
A U-Haul.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's the, you know, that's how quick it moves, Josh. That's how quickly it moves.
Okay, so here's why it's not believable to me.
Okay.
They smoke the weed, and then when they leave, the one girl goes in for a kiss, and the other girl kind of turns and gives her the cheek.
Yeah.
So, and that's the last time they see each other. So the last thing that happens is one gets rebutted by the other. I'm not that interested in you. And then the next time you see her, she's running like, I can't believe the woman who was like, no, thank you, almost... could have possibly been in trouble. And that's what kind of bothers me about it. It's just
go.
Like, if you want to make them a couple, then make them a couple. Add like 30 seconds of a scene where they can maybe just, you know, linger for a second, then you know something's happening here. Don't be like, talk to the hand, and then next time you see him, you're like, oh God, thank God you're all right. And then all of a sudden the girl's on board with it.
Right? Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah. Legitimate.
Yeah.
Completely.
But there's other things in there that bother me that are similar.
Go
on. Inconsistencies.
Like when the girl steals the sunglasses.
Yes.
From the guy. No store is going to let you walk away with a pair of $350 sunglasses. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's just not going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
And this guy let her walk away. But not only did he let her walk away, he didn't even understand what happened until after she left the store.
Right.
Then there's a scene where he's like, wait, let me count the glasses.
Yes.
He's feeling like he's
one
two. Glass. Oh, two glasses. Oh. It's like, what the?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Well, and also, the pair that she put down is obviously such a cheaper pair. But it's like, you know, there's the glasses that you buy in the department store that he had obviously taken them from the display case. And those are always very expensive.
Yeah.
And the white ones that she had, like, are something that you would have bought on Canal Street.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't.
Yeah.
But then she's not even a good thief. Like, I don't know anybody in here. I know, personally, I have stolen things as a child.
Yeah.
When you steal something.
We talked about my sock incident.
Yeah, she stole some socks.
I like that you put socks on in the store, by the way.
Yeah.
I wanted to try on shoes.
That's ridiculous. Anyway.
When you steal something, you don't turn to the clerk and say, I'm going to be right back. Like, you just walk away. You don't announce you're leaving.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right.
I guess so. I was like, can I try on some socks? I didn't. I just took them. I didn't ask.
But you bought other things.
I did. And I went back to the store. I've been back to the store since I stole the socks. Nobody said anything. Everybody said hi to me. They all know me in there. I got a discount on my shit this time, too.
But when you stole the socks, did you leave your purse in the store like this lady did? Like, she's a terrible thief.
Yeah, that was really, really bad.
That was rookie.
I'm going to steal these glasses, but I'll leave my ID in case
anybody needs to find me.
Which also, I'm very curious about. She didn't buy anything at the store. She stole it. She left. She didn't leave her purse there. Yet somehow, the detective shows up at her door.
Yes. Well, they were reviewing mall security footage, as they do every night.
But how did they know who she was?
Well,
just by looking at her on the camera?
It's a very small town.
How did they know who she was?
I understand. They reviewed the security footage because the guy had an epiphany. Wait a second. When he counted the glasses. But for them to be like, for them to look at the tape and see a woman with shades on and automatically know who that is.
It's
true. Stolen. Yeah. Stolen shades. Get her.
Yeah.
That blonde girl. She lives at 4517.
See, that to me is the most believable. I feel like if we're supposed to believe it's such a small town. Like, I'm even just thinking the town I grew up in.
That everyone would know.
It doesn't seem far-fetched to me. That, you know.
I agree with you that if it's a small town, but so many people in this town are white, blonde girls.
True.
But it's just like, how do they know which one?
Yeah.
Is that Amber or is that Ashley?
That's true. So
it could be, you know, Donovan.
We know it's not Allison.
Yeah.
Dead girl.
Well, getting into that then a little bit, because you guys had a lot of interesting musings about A as we were watching. Like, you were hypothesizing that A must be multiple people.
Yes.
Tell me your A hypotheses.
Josh? Well, Mr. Forensic Files.
I personally think it has to be multiple people because this A person is everywhere. And they're aware of things as they happen.
Yeah.
Like, something will happen and immediately they'll get a text. And I hope you like kissing ladies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it happens.
Right.
So, how can they be in all these different places if it's just one person?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with Josh.
Do you guys think, you also seem to be skeptical that we did not see Allison's body?
Oh yeah, at the end they just wheeled out.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you guys think that Allison is dead? What do we think there?
I don't know. Can I say I don't know if I care enough?
Yes.
Is that not all right? I mean, I don't want to
totally
be a bitch.
Fair.
But God, I didn't fucking care.
You
I was like, whatever, man.
Allison?
She was a fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah.
What
she gets so much bitchier,
I mean,
too.
In death?
Yeah, in flashbacks.
Wow.
They show some of the stuff that she did, and you're just like, why would anyone be friends with this
so
girl?
So everyone really wanted to kill her. So the thing about Allison is everyone had motive in the town.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's what we find out
the
more episodes that we watch.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, you were saying you think...
I think the father is involved with it in some way.
The father being Lester Lowe.
Lester Lowe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
AKA Byron Montgomery.
They foreshadow everything. And they'll, like, with the cigarettes and the fiancé smoking the cigarette, so they tell you that he's a bad person because he's hiding it from his fiancé. And then the next thing you know, he's putting the moves on his future sister-in-law.
Right.
And so with the father, they tell you he's a bad person because he cheated on his wife, just kissing, allegedly, in the back of a parked car in an alley.
Very diplomatic.
In the
allegedly.
In the shrubbery.
Yeah,
that parking
is really what made me the maddest.
At least be getting a blowjob if you're going to fucking go to all that.
Well, the thing is, if he was getting
a
blowjob, then the daughter couldn't have walked up.
Her.
He would have looked like he's just relaxing in the back of
the car.
Oh,
hey, Dad. Oh, God, Dad, no!
No, you play it smooth. You just say, hey, what's up?
Stay where you are. Something's the matter with the car.
There's a raccoon in the car.
Just throws his jacket over her. And he's like, what? Nothing's happening. Emotion keeps going.
Relaxing in the shrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
don't worry about
your lap.
But then, for him, they foreshadow that he's a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys mentioned that the daughter never rats him out, so the mother doesn't know exactly what happened.
Well,
right.
At that point, but she did.
Eventually
she
does. Tells,
she never tells about her mom.
A rats out the dad later. So.
Yeah. But
well,
it's A Allison.
You don't know. They
got to
keep this going until they have enough episodes for syndication.
That's about where we are. Five seasons later.
But he's doing, my thing is, everybody else did something bad and it told you who they were.
Yeah.
For him, he did something bad and it hasn't told you what he is yet.
Ooh.
So that's why I think he's involved.
Forensic file.
Very astute.
Mr. Don't Get Got.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we are told that A is in the first episode. So.
Who tells you that?
I'm Arlene King. she says a lot of hints and stuff. To the fandom.
She really does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then she'll renege on some stuff. Like, she says, like, oh, this would never happen, and then it happens, and you're like, but you said it wouldn't happen.
So this is like the Game of Thrones for the YA crowd. Like, no one's safe on Game of Thrones. Everyone gets killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have
yeah.
no idea.
Absolutely.
Every week, you're just like, fuck, I hope my favorite character doesn't die this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, or get his penis.
Do you have a
off.
Favorite character, these shit show bitches?
We... I will say...
I mean, really. I got,
they get
I
better...
Know.
They become better actresses.
It gets better. So you gotta decide if it's a pilot.
Sure,
so
sure,
it's a
sure.
Bit cheese,
and
though.
They definitely... They develop their characters more.
Definitely.
And you really get to see
sure.
them. And they grow more as they get tortured.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A
yeah,
is
yeah.
constantly fucking with them. And, you know, I've been saying in the past couple of episodes of our podcast that I feel like A could kill them several times, but never does. And I think it's, like, their theory is that it's better than, like, it's more fulfilling to just make them think that they could die at any minute from this brutal fucking attack. And just live in fear
yeah.
instead of killing them.
Well,
like,
that is
how
worse.
Fucked up.
That is
it's way
worse.
Worse.
It's way worse.
And that's how fucked up A is.
So they
wow.
they find the one girl's body in
the gazebo.
Was it a gazebo or jacuzzi?
No, it was the
gazebo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like under a gazebo.
Yeah.
Or,
the construction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so
very.
Did anybody investigate the construction company that put this in?
Well, here's.
Well,
I mean, should we
good.
Just tell you guys? This is what happens. And so in the first. After the first two seasons, because obviously they didn't know how many seasons were going to go on, they, at the end of the second season, you find out that A is Mona, the nerdy girl. And it actually was just her, and they explain her seeming omnipotence by the fact that it was, like, a cross between this heightened state of, like, psychological break and that she is, like, a genius. So that she was just always, like, you know.
And she had a lot of surveillance.
She
stuff,
was,
too.
Yeah. And some minions. So Mona was doing it because she hated, yeah, it was like revenge for like how mean
for being
that
shunned
they exactly
as the
yeah.
nerd the whole time.
And then but then from season 3 until now, the kind of at the end of season 2, they sort of set it up so that supposedly Mona was sort of following orders from someone else and someone else like took quote unquote took the game from her. So that this person who's A now is someone who has been around from the beginning having, you know, shady motives and reasons to torture these girls, but just didn't get their shit together to, like, think up this great way to torture them, and then saw, like, I like what this bitch doing. I want to get that. So then, like, Mona went to the crazy house, and then this new A person was like, I'm going to pick up where you left off, but this time, like, heightened.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's way more.
And
wow.
so that's who this A person now is. And all we sort of know is that at this point in time, we're supposed to infer that it is probably like someone who's related to one of the girls. Like maybe someone
yeah.
who was like estranged or someone, you know what I mean? And then also, Allison, it was not Allison's body. She was alive the whole time, hiding out somewhere, and comes back. So now she's back on the show. And we find out, we still kind of don't totally understand whose body it was. And was she involved in switching the body? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you guys.
So they
can
do
a
whatever
lot of
the fuck they want.
They can literally
yeah.
do
listen,
whatever they want.
I don't appreciate
you. Yeah, what do you,
you.
Want, what do you want to say to I'm Arlene King?
I would like to say, you know, you didn't think it would last. I didn't either. So, God bless. God bless you, miss.
I appreciate the show for what it is.
Yes,
and who,
exactly.
Who
yes. It has the right spirit.
It targets.
Exactly.
It's not for...
We're Ratchet Hatchet, though.
Exactly.
I can't be all nice about it.
She's
not...
Not
it's not... I can't.
That's what
no,
she
I'm
does.
Not trying to be nice about it.
That's what she does.
I am not nice.
But there's a lot of things I
That's a lie. That's a total lie.
Yes,
there's things I don't like, but I can step back and say, I understand what they're doing and I appreciate it. And it's targeted toward a certain person. That's
sure.
just not me. It's Pretty Little Liars. I could see the key demo. And it's not a married man, father of two. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not,
yes.
it's not
yeah.
a guy who grew up on
right.
welfare and,
right.
you know,
yeah.
it's
sure.
not the kind of show.
Sure.
And it is, yeah, exactly. And it is teen soap.
Yeah.
So it's like
it's
supposed
like
to be eyebrow
yeah.
acting, which is
yes.
my new favorite term, and I'm going to use it for the rest of my
Please
life.
Please use it because it's so, and side smile.
Side
smile.
Side smile. Smile.
Side
smile.
Eyebrow acting.
She's an actress. That's the thing.
Yes.
Yes.
She knows
when you go to school, they tell you don't cut the eyebrow acting,
like,
Jess.
Like,
a lot of,
yeah.
My teacher, actually, the only thing that she's ever said to me is that I shut my eyes sometimes. She's like, what is it with the fucking eye shutting? Like, I can't stand to be here. I'm frightened. I don't know. What is it? I don't know.
You're closing yourself off since you're opening yourself up as an actress.
You're probably right. It's very deep.
You're so goddamn insightful today, Josh.
Today, this
is
Josh Holmes. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Holmes.
Get into the Ratchet Hatchet and you'll see all the insights.
Get into it.
And you'll also learn how to commit crimes. I'm like pretty sure. If I get laid off, I can get into a really good check cashing scheme if I find the right crackhead.
That was the last
thing. You need a middleman.
Yeah,
you can
find the right crackhead.
The crackhead.
That's what I learned. I learned a lot of things.
And race relations.
Yes.
And
no,
sex education.
Yes.
It's very important.
Yeah, there we
yes.
have a lot of important stuff. This week is a lot of sex ed.
Yeah.
A lot of sex ed on this week.
And there's always a story about Florida, which makes me happy.
There's the update on Florida.
Yeah, we have an update.
Ooh,
that's
exciting. We're very excited to be
yeah.
here. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not ending.
But
no, I was gonna say too because I really don't have any other points.
Well,
it's, you guys have feelings. We go for it because
one of the girl who's blind.
Yes.
We were talking about that. Like she gets blind. You explained to us by they threw a bomb of sorts into
yes.
this
firecracker.
Barn,
like a sorts.
Bomb or whatever.
And it blows up.
A little extreme.
And
yeah.
it only targets her eyes, not her face or
yes.
anything else. She's not
burned. She even has
her
a beautiful
face.
Hair, head of hair.
Yes,
I can
her hair's not burned
of
off.
All the like Sue and I have watched like. Probably a full calendar year, like,
oh, yeah.
of our life spent watching
We've
the show.
We've definitely wasted
and
a lot of our life.
I literally never thought about that. The
yeah.
fact that, like, you are blind, but yet your face
well,
is
from something so
like,
violent.
It could
yeah.
have been, like, even, I mean, I don't know.
No.
Could it have even?
I had a friend who got, we were playing with fire as children, and, you know,
yes,
a
did.
Little bit got in his face, and it immediately burned off.
Yeah.
All his eyebrows. And
yeah.
it was just a little bit.
Right.
Like, he wasn't physically burned up, but
right.
his eyebrows gone.
Well, I mean, it did
months.
Happen over a year ago. So, she had time to heal.
Could you be blind from literally, like, the flash of the explosion? Is that the way eyes work?
Not permanent.
No. I don't think so.
You can go... Well,
how
I don't know.
How do eyes
guessing.
Work?
You can go deaf. Temporarily,
right.
I've had that happen to me.
But
you
that's
can go
temporary.
Deaf.
Yes.
Temporary.
It lasts for a day or two.
Yeah.
I don't know about the blindness, man. Yeah, let's
yeah,
do it. Oh, man, I don't
that,
know.
That just struck me
doctor,
as odd.
Doctor? Any doctors in the house?
So basically what you guys are saying is that you're not going to download seasons 1 through 5 on iTunes. But did you enjoy the last 44 minutes?
Yes, I thought it was entertaining. It made me upset. I like to be upset. I like to get riled up. I mean, and you saw me. I was like, my head was moved forward. I was, hey,
you
I got physical.
You had amazing expressions.
Yeah. I got physical.
I loved watching your expressions.
And it makes me angry. I get angry.
Why?
Fucking Iceland.
Yeah.
You know, like that in the high school. Please.
But you also got to remember, they're kids, they're playing characters who are 16 years old.
Yes.
And at 16... I was doing a lot of dumb shit.
Yes.
You know, so I can see some of this. That's what I'm saying. You're looking at it through the point of view of an adult.
Yes.
Who's lived a long life as opposed to these kids.
Yeah, but even when I was that age, I would have been like, fuck these bitches.
Yeah, but at that age, you were stabbing people in a gang. Like,
yeah.
It's different.
You were in a gang at 16.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You had lived a life by then.
Yeah.
These are like some
I'm
sheltered,
judging.
Like, they're not even, like, it's, what is less suburban than suburban? Like, I feel like
right.
they're, like, it's the uber suburb of life. And they're a super small town.
Right. They have great hair.
They
have
really,
really
oh
good
gosh.
Hair. Incredible hair.
The girl who disappeared.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was the girlfriend of Nia Peeple's daughter.
They meet out too, yes.
Okay. All right, so then now that scene makes sense.
Yeah.
When she first meets the new 30-year-old in town. She
yeah.
picks up something out of that girl's basket.
Yeah.
But then when she sees this girl, she's like,
yeah,
fuck this, and throws it back
yeah.
in the trash.
Yeah, the
she's
metal.
Go,
yeah, she's
going to...
It
seemed like
go.
It should have been important.
Isn't it weird that her family, like, just let all that stuff? That's always...
But the
no.
metal is weird because we don't hear a lot about what Allie won. Like, Allie's precocious, but she's not super smart.
Right.
Like, she's good at acting like she's smart. So, what was that medal for?
Right, who knows? Well, we also didn't know that she was a champion in archery until recently.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been an archery medal. Then,
yeah. It could have been
I
an
guess
archery
so.
Medal.
They...
But my
archery.
Question is,
shut
she's
up.
Been missing for years. So for the,
people
like the, archery's fun. So for the first episode, she's missing for a year.
Yes.
No one knows where she is, even her parents.
Correct.
Yeah.
But she's been hiding out this whole time.
Yeah.
Yes.
How has she been supporting herself for a year?
That's...
Oh, she blackmailed a bunch of people before she left.
To get money.
To get
yeah.
money. Okay.
But also, there's still a lot that we don't know. I mean, like, the audience doesn't fully really...
It could be
is included
anything.
Into everything she did those 2 years. But yeah,
yeah,
we do see scenes where she's, like, extorting people, blackmailing people. Before she leaves.
Before
we're
going
to see hooker scenes soon.
So
we're
she has to have a lot of
that
cash.
Cool.
Yeah.
She got a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she can't, as soon as she gets on the grid, they know she's a liar.
And then she's such a mess. I mean, like, even in just this episode, we see, like, how good she is at manipulating people. You know what I mean? So
but how does she get her
like,
hair done
like,
if she's on the run?
I mean,
like,
that's
yeah,
the
I
thing.
I
want to
know if she gets her hair done or clothing.
Her hair is always perfect. And that was the thing.
She's hiding out.
But that's part of the thing. You have to realize... They're presenting this perfect
but
package
But you don't
for
go
you.
With the lesbians. I can't go with the hairdo.
Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their things. Everyone's got their thing.
That's my thing.
Well, we always like to, before we wrap up, just do a personal check-in. How's everyone
yeah.
doing?
How's everyone's life?
How are you feeling?
How's your love life? How's everything's good? Well, Josh is the most stable out of all of us.
Is he? Is he?
He's got a wife.
He's like
yeah,
a duck.
He's got a wife
yeah.
and
two kids.
Two kids, yeah.
Yeah,
you call yourself a duck.
Yeah, duck, yeah. You're calm on the surface and then going bananas underneath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's not mine. That's I don't want to take credit. That's Arthur Ashe.
Oh,
the tennis player.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
he's dead.
Okay.
Well, that's but he had some
way
good
to bring it to
a stop. Or is he dead? Maybe he's hiding
oh,
out. You never know.
That's A.
Oh,
that's A, you guys.
Arthur Ashe.
A.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Get that cat out of here. Let's see, what can I say? Oh, I'm
yeah.
good. I'm getting my clock cleaned right now, so I'm good. You know,
nice.
I can't say that it's not a nice time at Jess's house. And I love my living in Coney Island. I love living out here.
Right?
It's so much fun.
It's,
yeah.
If you listen to both Ratchet Hatchet and Cabernet and A, I think I talked on the... Jess brought up a story that I have of the Ratchet Hatchet that you guys have mentioned a couple of times.
Yeah,
now,
we brought it up
which
again.
Which is, I met a man and we went back to his place for sexual relations, and I found out, much to my chagrin, that he had a pinky dick. It was a very tiny dick, and it was the size of a pinky, and like. He even had, like, little baby condoms. So, like, didn't even work. They were so tiny. And I didn't, like, laugh and scream and run. It was,
and
like,
I said that you did.
Yeah.
I did.
I just want to sort of set my record straight that what happened was it got worse because then he was like, let's go hang out in the living room. And I was like, all right. Because, like, he was a good conversationist. Maybe
sure.
something will happen.
Sure.
And
did he go down on you? I forget.
No.
What?
Then... But no, even worse,
Josh,
he turned on Tash.0. That's when I was like, I can't stay here. I have
crazy.
To run away. And so I excused myself to use the ladies' room. And I grabbed my stuff and I ran home.
See, there was running involved.
There was running. Because I did, like, and I remember, like, after running, like, 3 blocks, I was like, he's not going to fucking chase after me with his tiny dick flapping in the wind. Like, come back! Like, I obviously just ditched him. We just met. Like, it was done. It was over.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Tash.0 is coming back from commercial.
I like how everything happened and you were still like, let's ride it out until Tash.0 came. And then you're like, no. Too much.
No, it just... I hate that guy so much.
You hate Tash.0?
Because he's so, like, homophobic with all his jokes when he's got a long-term boyfriend, and it's, like, not okay.
He's the deep V. He's the man with the deep V.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? But that's when I said that you were looking for John and Kate.
Yes.
A plus eight.
And I'm not a size queen. I want that to be.
I said that
well.
Too. I said you weren't.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
You said that she was. And then we.
No. He was hypothesizing.
Okay.
I don't feel like anybody was really misconstruing me. I just want to set the record straight on this crossover podcast. A very special kind of
day. Very special.
So yeah, there was a time where I was sexually active, but now I'm just kind of. Like, Liz Simon has that great joke about how her sex life is like a volcano. Like, it could be dormant or it could erupt at any moment. You never know. Like, so,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
So.
Girl.
Yeah.
Well, I got my dick in the glass going, you know. And he said that. You know that dick, that Chris Rock joke about girls don't have guy friends. They just have dicks in glass boxes.
in case of emergency. Yes.
Yeah. So I was saying that to my girlfriends before I got in touch with this guy. I was like, you know, I think he's my dick in the glass. And then the first night we hung out, we went out for breakfast the next day. We're walking around and he goes, let me ask you something. Is that your dick in the glass? Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
This fucking work. Look at everybody going all cute. Look at his face, even.
I'm not
cute. No, but you got a cute face.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. This fucking guy. Oh, I love you guys.
Yay. Thank you for letting us come visit.
It was
you.
Fun.
Crash.
Thank you.
And
on
thanks
location.
For the corn chips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. On location. See you guys next week when we return for season 6 premiere.
Yay!
Awesome.
Streaming.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.